Patient refusal. Every patient has the right to either give informed consent to a blood transfusion or to refuse. Their decision must be clearly recorded in the patient's medical record to ensure that their wishes are followed. Some people may refuse a transfusion for religious reasons or because they are not willing to take the risks associated with the process. Your duty is to honor their choice, even if you do not agree with it. You can question the patient's reasons for not consenting and provide more information as appropriate, but you are not allowed to force them to change their mind or overrule their choice. This is the same with any other medical procedure. Informed consent is essential. This may pose an ethical dilemma for you from time to time, and you should seek the support of your line manager to help you resolve these issues. If a patient is unconscious and cannot consent, then emergency life-saving treatment must be performed. No one else can give consent if the person normally has the mental capacity to understand the risks, benefits, and outcomes of a transfusion. Just because someone is unconscious does not mean someone else can consent on their behalf. If a person is adamant that they do not want a transfusion or blood component, they will normally have completed an advance decision document. These documents can normally be found either on the patient or in their medical file, and they must be respected at all times, if they are valid. A prior advance design document is the only reason that a transfusion cannot be given in a critical or life-threatening situation. The most common group of people globally that refuse either blood or blood component transfusions are Jehovah's Witnesses. As with all groups of people, each person may have made an independent decision about the medical care they are willing to accept. You must never assume that they are going to refuse all treatment because of their belief. Most Jehovah's Witnesses will have a clear document either on their person or on their medical record of the components that they are willing to receive, and this must be followed. If you are at all unsure, seek guidance from the clinical lead or your line manager.